KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Some grade R teachers in KZN are returning to classrooms this morning without having received their April salaries. Public schools are reopening after a week-long break. The Education Department assured teachers last week that payments would be made by Friday. Teachers Union SATU says the issue of ongoing pay delays has dragged on for too long.
It's unfair. Remember, these workers are not paid according to what they deserve and the work they do. But even that legal that the department is supposed to pay, they are not cautious enough to ensure that everything is sorted on time.
Union spokesperson Nomarishia Kaluza says they'll be meeting with officials to address the problem.
So as a follow-up, we have a meeting with the department during the day wherein we want them to table their approach and strategy on ensuring that these teachers are paid at least by Thursday.
Police in Maritzburg have launched an investigation after a suspect was allegedly beaten and set alight by community members in what appears to have been a vigilante attack. KZN SAP spokesperson Robert Netschwender says the man was attacked on Ash Road in the Maskwana area on Friday night.
The deceased appeared in court earlier on the day and was released. The motive of the killing is not confirmed at this stage. Police are appealing to community members to refrain from taking the law into their own hands, but rather cooperate with the police and respect the laws of the country.
Preparations are underway for a joint memorial service in Bloemfontein tomorrow for three police constables whose bodies were recovered from a river in Gauteng. The officers will be laid to rest at separate funeral services this week. Boipelo Senoge, Ebukulu Linda and Gemogetso Base went missing last week while travelling from Bloem to their deployment in Limpopo. Preliminary investigations suggest their vehicle veered off the road into the Hennops River in Centurion with no foul play suspected. In international news, police have thwarted a plot to bomb a huge Lady Gaga concert in Brazil. Over 2 million people were at Rio's Copacabana beach for a free gig over the weekend. Authorities think homemade explosives and Molotov cocktails would have been used. Our Sky News reporter Emma Birchley says the group behind it planned to recruit young people to carry out the attack. Two suspects have been arrested.
They were promoting hate speech, also encouraging self-harm. And what they wanted was for coordinated attacks. And the idea being that this group was kind of promoting a sort of social belonging and they'd get notoriety.
And US President Donald Trump says he's planning to slap 100% tariffs on foreign-made films. Writing on his Truth Social platform, he claims it'll help revive America's movie industry. He says it's a dying a very fast death. The president accuses countries of a concerted effort to draw filmmakers and studios away from the United States. He's labeled that a national security threat. Back home, conditions are fine across the province. Durban's reaching a high of 25 degrees, Maritzburg 23, Maritzburg 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.